In Oak Cliff, the Dallas Police Choir opened groundbreaking ceremonies for a trauma and critical care tower at Methodist Medical Center. The ceremony paid tribute to police and firefighters' sacrifice on 9/11 and today.
We recognize the firefighters and the police who protect us as they place themselves in harm's way.
I'm Police Chief David Brown, Chief of the City of Dallas. 9/11 is a reminder we remain diligent as a country, but also public safety officers continue to be hypervigilant to protect the citizens of this country.
After the attacks 11 years ago, there were calls for calm and tolerance, no retaliation against law-abiding American Muslims. That call for understanding was reiterated this 9/11 at Unity Day USA ceremonies in North Dallas.
We may have differences, fundamental differences in our ideologies, in our faiths, in our practices, but we came from God and we're the children of Adam. We should live side by side and coexist and respect the other and accept the other.
Imam Yassin Sheikh was one of seven North Texas peacemakers recognized at the Unity Day event. At Zumwalt Middle School in South Dallas, more than 500 volunteers with the Entrepreneurs of North Texas observed 9/11 with an action day, taking up paint rollers to give the aging school a much-needed lift. For Sunny Noonan, doing something to help the community gives new, positive meaning to the day.
Our lives will never be the same, but I think for many of the member companies here, not only are our lives not the same, but I think many would agree that this has become a day that we look forward to every year.
Eighth grader Jaleesa Irvin says it's a sad day, but also an inspiring one.
So I was like, wow, they're really here to help us. It was like, they look proud to help.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings stopped by. He says he's fascinated that Americans have changed such a horrific day in our history into a day to give back to others. B.J. Austin, KERA News.